So I don't think I need to translate the entire Rambam because everyone's supposed to know this Rambam. And this Rambam basically says the whole story of Pesach HaShemen and why we are celebrating Chanukah for 8 days. That's obvious, simple, Gemara, everyone knows it. The main problem is the date. I tell you why it's the main problem. Because Rambam says, what is the date? כשגברו ישראל עלו יבאם וידום בחמישה ועשרים בחודש כסלב היה. So said the Rambam, it was 25th in Kislev. Kaf'ei Kislev. Sounds good. Because Chanukah start when? Kaf'ei Kislev. So far, everything is good. But the Rambam explained. נכנסו להיכל, and they wasn't able to find שמן טהור, אלא פח אחד, והדליקו נרות, and that the Chanukah was for 8 days. And that's the reason why we celebrate Chanukah, and we have missed that light in Chanukah for 8 days. So that's my question. What was the date that the light in the menorah in Beit HaMikdash? Be careful, I tell you why you're supposed to be careful. Because you need to know a little bit about the halacha of Hadlakat Nerot in Beit HaMikdash. The pasuk about Hadlakat Nerot in Beit HaMikdash in Parashat Tetzaveh Seder Get. Source number 3. ואתה תצווה את בני ישראל ויקחו אליך שמן זית זך כתית המאור לעלות נר תמיד באוהל מועד מחוץ לפרוכת אשר על העדות יערוך אותו אהרון ובניו מערב עד בוקר לפני השם חוקת עולם לדורותם אקסטרו אקסטרו what is it מערב עד בוקר? So from this word מערב עד בוקר it sounds like the נרות that are just supposed to be light and red מערב at night till the morning. So you light the open Beit HaMikdash at the night till the morning. If you look at the city, the bottom of the page of this page, the city says, Ya'iru Shivat HaNerot. It's from Parashat Ba'alakha. Shomea ani shiyu dolkim le'olam. Probably they need to light all the time. Talmud Omar, Me'erev ad Boker. And again, what's mean Me'erev ad Boker? From evening till the morning. אם מערב עד בוקר יכול לחפם, so if it's just only till the morning, maybe the morning I need to turn them off, because it stays מערב עד בוקר. תלמוד לומר לפני השם תמיד, הכיצד יאירו שבאת לראות מערב עד בוקר, לפני השם תמיד שיהיה נר מערבי תדיר, שממנו מדליק את המנורה בין הארבעים. Say the ספרי like this, you lighten the menorah in בית המקדש at night, when it's evening. And then they're all supposed to light till the morning. So what is Lifnei Hashem Tamid? It's made Lifnei Hashem Tamid for mainly two reasons. Reason number one, according to the Sifri, is that you don't need to think that you need to turn off the Nerot in Beit HaMikdash at the morning. I think that because it says Me'erev Ad Boker that I need to turn them off in the morning? No, you don't need to turn them off in the morning. Second, says the Sifri, the reason why it says Tamid because there is one Ner in the menorah in Beit HaMikdash that's lighting forever. And that's Ner Ma'aravi. Okay? Ner Ma'aravi, the one on the west side, he is lighting forever. And he's the only one that's lighting forever. Okay? So we have two explanations what it means to me. Remember? Explanation number one, what it means to me? That we don't need to turn them off. If they still lighting in the morning, because you put a little bit too much oil, you don't need to turn them off. Second, Ner Ma'aravi is lighting always. If you look at Rashi, it's source number 3, just a little bit above. Said Rashi, what is Tamid? Kol Laila Belaila, Kruim Tamid. Said Rashi, it doesn't even bother me. Even if the word in the Bible says Tamid, it doesn't mean always. It means every night. All over the year, every night, you need to light a candle. So the word Tamid is not necessarily supposed to apply to 24 hours a day, no? It could be only 12 hours a day, since night till the morning. But why does not call it Tamid, says Rashi? Tamid is mean every day, not all the day, only every day. So let's summarize what we learned till now. The menorah and the Tamidah was lighting at the evening, till the morning. Even if the prophet say Tamid, but the prophet also say Me'erev Ad Boker. So what do you mean Tamid? Either every day, or that you don't need to turn them off if it's still lighting in the morning, or it applies to only Ner Ma'aravi that was lighting all the time. Excellent.
So let me ask you a question.
Ah, by the way, about the Nehemiah Arvi, why he was writing all the time? So we are going to learn the Gemara soon, and it's Hashem to say that it was near. That he's writing all the time. So let me ask you a question again.
The Chashmonaim, Chabshu et Beit HaMikdash and get into the Eichal when?
Say the Rambam, Kav A, Beit Yisrael.
And they lighten the menorah with the only Pak Shem and Tov that they found.
What is happening? When they lighten the menorah?
When they lighten the menorah? Excellent. Kafvav. Why Kafvav? Because you lighten the menorah and Beit HaMikdash and
the evening is night. So they lighten the menorah at Kafvav. And that was lighting for 8 days. It's over. After 8 days, I don't know when it was Rosh Chodesh exactly.
So when are we supposed to celebrate Chanukah? If the reason why we are lighting the candle in Chanukah is because of the miracle of Pak HaShemen, we're supposed to start to light the candle in Leil Kafvav. Everyone understand why?
That's a question of the Pri Chadash in the beginning of Yilchot Chanukah. Say the Pri Chadash of the Shulchan Aruch, Yilchot Chanukah, why we start to celebrate Chanukah in Kaf A?
It's not supposed to be Kaf A, it's supposed to be Kafvav. Because, as the Rambam explained, the reason for lighting the candle is because there's Pak HaShemen, and this Pak HaShemen will start at Kafvav and not in Kaf A, because the Kaf Beit HaMikdash in Kaf A, they won't start to light the candle till night, and if you start to light the candle at night, that was already Kafvav.
So Kaf Beit HaMikdash says, oh, I know why. Everyone famous knows the story and the question of the Beit HaMikdash, that the miracle happens just only 7 days and not 8 days, and say the Orch Hadash. Say the Pri Chadash, listen. The real reason why we're supposed to start to light the candle is because of Nesbach Hashem. That's really start at Kafvav. So why we start to light the candle in Kafvav? Because of something else. What is something else? The Nitzachon B'Milchama. So Kafvav, we are lighting the candle for the Nitzachon B'Milchama. That's the first day. And then we're lighting another 7 days for what? For the next of Pach HaShemen, why only 7, not 8? Because the proof dealt with Pach HaShemen wasn't really miracle. So, say the Pri Chadash, yes, we start in Kaf A to symbolize or to talk about the Nitzachon, the victory, and then another 7 days for the next Pach HaShemen. So, really, the light candle didn't make a miracle in Kaf A. But the Kaf A that we are lighting is not because of the miracle. And there is two main problems with the Pri Chadash. A, not sound what the Rambam said. But much more difficult question is, so then it means that the major day of the miracle is what? The last day. As long as it's going later on, the miracle is bigger, yes? So when was the main miracle? The last day, if you start with Kafvav, count 8 days, the first day of Kafvav wasn't miracle. Why wasn't miracle? Because they have enough oil anyway. Kaf Zayin was miracle, Kaf Tet was miracle, Kaf Tet was miracle, etc., etc., 8 days. What we are doing, we start to light the candle day earlier, it means that the last 2 days of the miracle, we're not lighting at all, it's the last day of the miracle. So if we light in 7 from the 8 just for the miracle, it doesn't make sense because we finished too early. So then the halacha was supposed to be at least another 1 day to finish on time because the first day wasn't a miracle, but the last day obviously was a miracle. So it's really difficult to understand what the Pri Chadash means. So I found in Meiri something very interesting. You know, the Meiri was really close to the Rambam. A lot of things that the Meiri said is come from the Rambam. Specifically, when the Meiri explained the Mishnayot, it's really similar to the Rambam, Perusha Mishnayot. So I thought that maybe it's a good idea to look at the Meiri. And I found that the Meiri basically explained the reason why we are lighting candles in Chanukah exactly as the Rambam said. Except one difference. If you look at the Meiri, it's source 2, in the second source, in number 2. Omer HaMeiri b'Masechet Shabbat, עד שגברה יד בני חשמונאי הכהנים בנצחיום, ומינו מלך מן הכהנים, ועמדה מלכות לישראל, עד מעל החורבן, וכו' וכו', ותגבורת זה, עוד מין תגבורת, זה בישורי, היה בכסלב, בכבדל פה, ונכנסו להיכל, ולא מצאו שמן טהור, אלא פח אחד שהיה מונח בחותמות של כהן גדול. Why do you say כ"ד? Why do you change everything that you're in kindergarten? You know, in my kindergarten, they always tell me, כ"ה! So probably the Meiri changed it to Kaftan because the Meiri has the same problem. If you light in the candle, it comes to the Meiri called Lach HaShemen, and they come to Beit HaMikdash. And the day of the victory, they won't be able to light the candle till night. Night already was Kaftan, it means that victory must be in Kaftan. Because if the victory wasn't in Kaftan, how he comes to Kaftan, he starts to light the candle in Kaftan. So maybe that's the reason why the Meiri changed. To be honest with you, all my shikun for now, the Tichadash, the Iri, and a lot of other Achonim talk about this, Master Rokeach talk about this. If you look at the Mepharshim and the Rambam, tons of them talk about this. But I think all the questions, and all these shikun for now, it's a ridiculous question. You know why? Because everything that I told you about, you could make a mikdash. If you light in the candle and make a mikdash at night, it's according to the old Rishonim except one. You know who is the one? The Rambam himself. Says the Rambam. Turn to the other side of the page. So professional. Look to the other side of the page to keep you in. Says the Rambam. Dishun ha-menorah ve'atabat ha-nirot ba-boker u-bein ha-arbay mitzvat ha-se. Rambam Yichus Midian Musaf. She-ne'emar ya-aruch oto ha-kohen u-banat. Okay? Excellent. So the Rambam starts with the Lacha Betevu Amitri, by the way, that Dishun HaMenorah Ba'atavat HaLirot. You know what is Dishun HaMenorah Ba'atavat HaLirot? I have no idea how to say it in English, but I will try to explain it quickly. To change the oil, set the wick, organize, you know, organize the candle. How do you say Dishun Ba'atavat? I have no idea. Okay. Excellent. That's supposed to be in the morning, and it's night. We learned from Pesukim, and all the Rishonim agree with this, by the way. Till now, there is no machloket. The only difference is that most of the Rishonim say that when they take the candles in the morning, they tell off all, or at least take care about all the candles to prepare them for when? For night. They tell them on night. They not turn the candles in the morning, but they just set it in the morning. So why is it that they need to set it again at night, if they not turn it on? Because not all the candles turn off in the morning. And you already learned that you don't need to turn them off. So, everything that turns off in the morning, you set them towards tonight. That is going to be the time to turn off on the off, yes? Everything that didn't turn off over the morning, you wait till afternoon. And afternoon, before you are actually going to set and to turn on the off, then you set up the entire candles that didn't turn off in the morning. That's how the most of the Rishonim, I would in Chot Avodah Avotam HaKippurim, Rashi, most of the Rishonim explain it. So far everything is good. Continues. The Kama Shemen will not end the call Meir, the Raman says, Chatilok Shemen, Shenemar Meir Evad Boker, Tela Kemida Shiedolek Meir Evad Boker. What the Raman says? The words in the Torah Meir Evad Boker is talking about the amount of the oil that you need to put all the time. Every time you need to put Chatilok, that's the amount that you need for 12 hours. And then, look at Alacha Yubet. Mao Dishun HaMenorah. Rambam explained what is Dishun HaMenorah. And the last line in Alacha Yubet, says the Rambam, Ve'adlakat HaNerot Hi HaKavatam B'ner Shemetzao Shelo Kavam Etaknot. This word, Ve'adlakat HaNerot Hi HaKavatam, Rambam says, Le'hativ Et HaNerot. It doesn't mean just to set the wick or to organize the candle. Also, to light them. So if you go back to Alach HaYudalek, the Rambam says, Dishun HaMenorah Ve'atavat HaNerot Ba'boker U'bein Ha'arba'im. Say the Ketav Mishnah, it's obvious that the Rambam opinion is that Atavat HaNerot is in the morning and at the evening. It means what? That you need Lehadlik Et HaNerot twice a day. Twice a day. The Rambam learned that the word Tamid is what it means Tamid. And he, always, the Nerot always needs to be lighted in the Mishnah. But he has twice a day the Mishnah to light it. One in the morning, one at evening. At the evening he puts oil that's enough for 12 hours, and that's what the Torah meant when the Torah says in the Erev HaKoker, put an oil in the evening for 12 hours. He's supposed to turn it off in the morning. In the morning you put again oil for 12 hours and light it again for another 12 hours till the evening. So it comes to the Rambam, the word Tamid is as if. It's going to be always like it. Because there is two mitzvot of Adlakah. one in the morning and one in the evening. If that's the pshat on the Rambam, it's kept Mishnah at the time, how question is not a question at all. Because according to the Rambam, everything is simple. They come to Beit HaMikdash in Kafei B'Kisrei, but there is a mitzvah, there's a Moses to light a candle. So you can ask me, but that's mitzvah in the morning. But let's say they come to Beit HaMikdash at 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, morning, I know there are people that don't know about this yet, but let me tell you a secret. The morning is not 10 o'clock. Even there is a rumor that it's not 7:30. So you can say, maybe when they come to Beit HaMikdash, and after the fighting a little bit, you know, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, finish of the battle, they come to Beit HaMikdash, maybe you're not allowed to do the mitzvah of Hatnas of HaBokir, because you already, you're losing. But the Tzaddik is not correct. I tell you why it's not correct. This idea of the Rambam that you have the mitzvah to light on the candle in the morning and the evening, it makes a lot of questions by the Ahun. I tell you why. Because the Rambam explains that how do we know that you need to light the candle in the morning and the evening? Because a Shabbat Hanerot is as lighting the candle. It's the same thing as that. Hakava is not just to fix the candle, it's also to light the candle. That's the Rambam's opinion. So when the Torah says that you need to do a Shabbat Hanerot twice in the morning and the evening, it's not just to fix in the candle, it's also to lighten the candle. After the Rambam say that Atavat HaNerot fixing the candle to get it as lighting the candle. It don't make sense at all. You know why not? Because look at source number 5. The Rambam source number 5 basically means the halachot what Kohanim need to do in Beit HaMikdash and Israel not allowed to do in Beit HaMikdash. And the Rambam gave a list of different melachot that only Kohen allows to do in Beit HaMikdash. And if Israel do them in Beit HaMikdash, they either get the Malkot, or even Chas V'Shalom need to die to God. Chayav Mitah. And the Rambam gives the list of the Melachot, if you look at Halacha A, Perek Tet Milchot Biat Mikdash, say the Rambam, one of the Melachot is, third line, Umeitiv Et Hanerot. Mi Shemeitiv Et Hanerot, and he is not Kohen, is okay. It means that there is issue for Israel to do Atavat HaNerot. Clear? Excellent. Look at Halacha Zayin. Bechen omer HaRambam Be'Halacha Zayin, Hadlakat HaNerot Kshera Bezarim. Lepichach im Eitiv Et HaKohen HaKohen Et HaNerot Ve'otzian Lachut Mutar Lazar Lehadlikah. So this is carefully for the Rambam. Say the Rambam, Hatavat HaNerot to make him a candle, allowed just by Kohen. Hatavat HaNerot allowed also by Israel. So you have a technical problem. What is the technical problem? Israel is not allowed to get into the Eichal. And the menorah is located where? In the Eichal. But what happened here? The Kohen doing Hatavat HaNerot, taking the menorah out, carry the menorah. It's a little crazy, but you know what was the size of the menorah? It's really huge slab. Okay, carry the menorah outside to give Israel to light in the menorah. The Israel of Helmut, said the Rambam Mutar, what more? Only at Hatavat HaNerot is not allowed to do by Israel. At Hatavat HaNerot there is no problem at all. Said Ruchai, one second. If you explain correct that the Rambam holds as a case of Mishle, right? That at Hatavat means two things. Making the candle, fixing the candle, fixing the wick, and liking it, and all this together is called Hatavat HaNerot. And the Rambam said in Ilchot Midin Musafim, how is possible that the same halacha, you split and say, the first section of the melacha to fix in the candle and making the candle and fix in the wick, that you're not allowed to be able to do only by a coin. But liking it, you're allowed to do by Israel. It's not make sense at the time. Most of the Rishonim understand that it's two separate melachot. Melacha of Hatava is not like the melacha of Hatzakah. Hatava is doing twice a day, and Hatzakah is doing just only once a day. So according to most of the Rishonim, everything is easy. Because according to most of the Rishonim, it's two different things, Hatava and Hatzakah. Hatava is only for Kvalim, Hatzakah is also for Israel. But according to the Rambam, it's not like that at all.
says Reb Chaim, probably the reason is that the number four is the mitzvah of the cut the water of the Kandikdash is not to light in there. It's to have light in the Kandikdash. Sheyeh ol bebeit hamikdash. And mitzvah to do the action of the adlaka. It's a mitzvah that our candles will be lighting in the beit hamikdash. So, to make a candle, it's only Kohen allowed to do, because our candle needs to be lighted. And our candle is the same candle that the Kohen do. But the actual adlaka is not melacha. Because the mitzvah is not lehadlik. The mitzvah is to have light in Beit HaMikdash. That's a mitzvah. And says Reb Chaim, because of that, obviously, what the Rambam said, the mitzvah is to light in the morning and in the evening. Even if probably you're not lighting twice, why not necessarily lighting twice? Because if the light, if the net is galek anyway, you don't need to turn it off and light it again. Why? Because the mitzvah is not to do the actual lighting. The mitzvah is to have light in Beit HaMikdash. And we as Jewish people, as Kohanim, supposed to be sure that we are making the candles and having light in Beit HaMikdash. So now listen carefully, said Reb Chaim. See, if the Kohen should be the menorah outside, and the Israel lighting the menorah, he set the candles, he set the wick, he should be the menorah outside, the Israel lighting it, and he taking it back to Beit HaMikdash. Who cares about lighting Beit HaMikdash? The Israel or the Kohen? So, wrong answer. Who bringing in the menorah? Who making the light? The Kohen. So said Reb Chaim, the Rambam didn't see any problem by the actual lighting. Because the actual lighting is nothing. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have the light in Beit HaMikdash. 24/7. You need to be sure that there is a light in Beit HaMikdash. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. The Ikar Mitzvah is not to do the action of Adlaka. The actual mitzvah is to have light in Beit HaMikdash, and our responsibility as Kohanim. The Kohanim's responsibility is to take care that there is a light in Beit HaMikdash. How you do this responsibility? Making the candle, the wick, and bringing the light to Beit HaMikdash. But the actual adlakah is not necessary. If you can do it by any other miracle, you know? If you saw a lot of Harry Potter's movies and you have fire in your finger that you can do, and it's lighting by itself, it's also good. That's a Rambam. So now, first of all, we talk the smoke. Because the Kohanim come and Kaf'ebe Kislev to Beit HaMikdash, they have responsibility to have light in Beit HaMikdash. That's the major mitzvah of the Kohanim that's related to the menorah, to have light in Beit HaMikdash. So even if it was in the middle of the day, what they did first, lighting the candle to be sure that there is light in Beit HaMikdash. Because the mitzvah is not just to light, the mitzvah is to have all the Beit HaMikdash. And the whole thing is supposed to do it any time that they want. Reb Chaim say that if Chas V'Shalom something happens to one of the candles, that it turn off because any reason, you know? According to the Rabbi, you need to relight it immediately again because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have light in Beit HaMikdash. It's not talking about giving light on mitzvah. And that's exactly what's happening with Kohanim. Come to Beit HaMikdash, taking care of it to relight in Kafei Kisev. And that's what we are doing. That's a pshat. I think we're getting something really significant. But the entire idea of Hadlakat Neot in Chanukah. I tell you why. There is a famous Gemara in Maseret Shabbat, I gave it to you in Sot number 6. The Gemara in Maseret Shabbat asking the question, V'chi le'orau tzarich? V'alo kol 40 shana shalchu bnei Yisrael b'midbar lo alchu ela le'oro? The Gemara asking, why do you need to light the candle in the Beit HaMikdash? Arey, the truth is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the light to the world, you know? 40 years in the desert, who gave us the light? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amud HaEsh. And it's also pointing in the Sugya, it's not just this. Oro Shel Olam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, he gives light to the entire day, every day to the world, you know? He brings the Shemesh, he brings the moon, he brings everything. So does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need us to give him a light? And the Gemara answer, Ena Eduti Lebe'ei Olam Shashchina Shora B'Yisrael. It's come to represent the idea that there is a Shechina in Am Yisrael. אומר רבת, זו אמר, מה ידעות? אמר רב, זו נר מערבי, שנותן בשמן כמידת חברותיה, וממנה היה מדליק ובה היה מסייף.
So Rav explained, what is exactly the testimony that it does? That there is Shechina in Am Yisrael? He's specifically talking about the Ner Ma'arabi. Why is that promise to the Ner Ma'arabi? Because Ner Ma'arabi ends a miracle. The Kohen gave oil, the same amount of oil to any one of the candles, and the only candle that always takes away is a light, 40 years before the Choman, it was Ner Ma'arabi. That's the testimony. The Achronim, a lot of Achronim ask him, if that's the reason for the menorah, only Ner Ma'arabi, why we need to light an entire candle in Beit HaMikdash? Why it's not enough just to have one candle? Achron, it's only Ner Ma'arabi. And more than this, if you didn't have Reb Chaim in the Rambam, I can't have this about that. Because it's not a basic decision, it's not the light. We don't care about the light. Because Rochel don't need the light. We don't need the light. No one needs the light. Why is the light in the candle? Because that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to do. It's a pulak mitzvah, and it's give a testimony that Kodesh Baruch Hu actually I know it's that. But coming to the Rambam, the real reason why we need to do it is because we want light in the Beit HaMikdash. So what exactly happened here? Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu need our light or don't need our light? It's just action of mitzvahs, and we need to care about the light. I think the answer is really simple. And that may be the pshat of this now. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu or Rosh Shalom. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the light to the entire world. But when Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the light to the entire world, when he gives the mitzvah to the Rambam to take care about the light in the Kamikdash, he wants us to be his partners on this mission to bring the light to the world. He chose us to be his partners. He told us, listen, I do the light to the entire world, but I want you to make light also in my place, in the place of Misham Orai Yotzet Le'olam, because Yerushalayim Oro Shel Olam, as you know. All the light of the world coming from Beit HaMikdash. And what the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us to do? To light him and to take care of his light, to be his father. I Kodesh Baruch Hu come and say, listen, I give light to the world. But then he's dying and choose you to be my partner, to make him light in my house in Beit HaMikdash, in the place of the all light going to the entire world. And that's the proof that Shechina be Israel. Because if Am Israel wasn't special, Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't choose us to be his partners to this mission of bringing light to the world. And that's the entire idea of Hadlakat Nerot, in the place, in the source of the light of the world. Where Kodesh Baruch Hu give light from the world to the entire world from that place. Kodesh Baruch Hu choose us as Am Israel, as a Kohanim, to join him by bringing light to the world. It's always bothering me the same question. In our Nisim, we always say like this. Ba'achar kach ba'u v'necha lidvir beitecha ufinu et eichalecha v'tiaru et mikdashecha v'edliku nerot v'chatzrot kodshecha. Let's think about this for a second. What do you mean? Ba'u v'necha lidvir beitecha ufinu et eichalecha. Took out the Avodah Zarah from where? From the Heichal. Okay? Eichal is the building itself in the community. Vetiyavuhet mikdashecha. What is mikdashecha? So Rambam in Perush HaMishnah says mikdashecha is the Eichal and also the Azara of Beit HaMikdash. So they took the Tumah and purified this area. Vetiyavu nerot eifo v'chatzrot kodshecha. If you look at the Rambam Perush HaMishnah, you say what is chatzrot kodshecha? The entire Yerushalayim that you're allowed to eat kodashim kalim. So my question is really simple. With the Mechaber Alamiti, Nisi Black Alamiti, you want to make it nice, you know, one time to say it about Eichal, one time to say it about Mikdash, one time to say it about Yerushalayim, great. To take it up with Azara, they would need to take from anywhere. To purify the place, to be the entire place, they need to take anywhere. Because only Yerushalayim you're allowed to eat Kodashim Kalim, so if it's Tumah, you're not allowed to eat Kodashim Kalim. The only thing so why does it all make sense to say like this? V'achar kach ba'u v'necha lechatzrot kodshecha or ledvir beitecha v'pinu et chatzrot kodshecha v'tiaru if you want et chatzrot kodshecha v'edliku nerot v'heichalecha. That's the only thing that you're not able to do anywhere in Yerushalayim except in Beit HaMikdash. But I think that's exactly the main idea of the Takana of Hadlakat Nerot, Zecher LaNes Shel Pach HaShemen. Because
That miracle symbolized the idea that we, the Jewish nation, as mission. And the mission, as he called it, our mission is to take the life from Beit HaMikdash and spread this light all over the world. Our mission is to be partners of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care about the light in our life, to bring the light to the world. And the Hashmonaim want us to remember that even though the mitzvah to light the candles in Beit HaMikdash is only Beit HaMikdash, only the Eichal, the symbolism of this mitzvah is that each one of us as Am Yisrael has responsibility to take care about this light, to be sure that any place that is there, in any house, in any dark corner of the world, keep bringing the light. He's part of the Hashem to bring the light to the world. And they symbolize it by the idea that they're asking each one in his house to be like Kohen Gadol, the light of the candles of Beit HaMikdash, and remember that you are partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the light to the world. The mitzvah is not just of the kind. The mitzvah is to take care that any place in the world is really light. And that's the main mitzvah. And that's the main proof of the Shema. That's the main meaningful of the Shema. That we have the ability to bring the light of the Shema to the entire world. I need another 5 minutes. I need another question. Here was a question. Everything could be okay, except non-problem. Look again in source number 4, Halacha Yudalis. The end of the Halacha Rambam says, Ve'ein mechanchin et ha-menorah אלא בהדלקת שבעה נרותיה בין הארבעים. בום. כל מה שתקטור, קלאס. You know what? Because the Rambam says, in the first time, that you light in the candle, מחנך את המנורה. Like, חנוכת הבית, yes? It must be not in the morning, just yet, the evening lighting. So all the questions start again. So yes, there is a mitzvah to light in the morning. We explain the mitzvah to light in the morning. It's like the idea that it's not action. It's the solution. It's the result. It's the idea that you spread the light. Everything is great. But it's not true when you dedicate to make a mitzvah again. So I brought you, I have no time now, but I brought you Or HaChaim to explain why it's not such a big question. Logically, the Or HaChaim say that it's not exactly what it means, but I want to suggest that the Rambam add another piece. The Rambam understands that what the Hashmonaim did wasn't something new, because the message of the Hashmonaim was a little bit more complex. They come and say, listen, you as a Jewish person have a mission to bring light to the world, to be partners of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring in the light. It doesn't matter if you feel that it's impossible to you. How can I be a partner? You know, if all this light is under so many, you know, mess things in your life, as it was in the season of the Yevanim in Beit HaMikdash, the light always is there. And when the Quran comes to Beit HaMikdash and realizes candles, it's not needed. The candles were there all the time. The Shemitah was there all the time under all these Tum'ah. And I'm saying that similar to the Quranim, that you not start something new. We're using the same Shemitah that was before the Yevanim come to Beit HaMikdash, and like with the Shemitah, it's come to say, listen, don't look how it looks now. Inside yourself has a message of the yeshiva, dig deeper. Under all the Tum'ah of the Yevanim, guess what? You can find this light. And this light will be all the time. There's nothing new. It's a new, nothing new dedication. I know that we love to say Chanukah Tabayit, Chanukah, it's a new dedication. Maybe the Rambam holds it, it's not true. It's nothing new. It was all the time. The same Pach Shem et Ta'or that was before the Yevanim come to the Eichal, it's inside yourself. And that's the message of Chanukah. That it doesn't matter where are you. How much you feel that you are at low light. Say the Rambam, the message of Chanukah, the Hashmonaim come to tell us. In any corner over the world, the darkest corner ever, you need to remember that as a member of the Jewish nation, of the Am Kadosh, if you dig inside yourself, behind all the mess of the Tumah, you find Pach Shemitah. You find that there is a candle. And with this candle, you can turn on the Chanukiah. You can add light to the world and bring the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to any place that you are. So if we have alumni event today, I think that's the message of our yeshiva. Dig deeper. Find the light. And be sure that you are partners of Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring the light to the entire world.
Everyone's going to give me like a 5-minute break before the show now.